Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today the Power of Christ Daily, the 9th of January 2016, titled True Purpose of Scripture. True Purpose of Scripture. Brothers and sisters, Scripture is the Word of God. It's from the Bible itself. There is some teachings, many teachings now, many people all over the world are teaching this, but without quoting Scripture where they get it from. But they will quote several Old Testament scriptures and including New Testament scriptures without and make inferences and how it should be. One of the things that they teach is that when you correct somebody, when you preach or teach somebody something, if they feel condemned, then your preaching is wrong. You are preaching a ministry of death or something. Yes, Old Testament, the ministry of death, the New Testament is ministry of life. And I've given a segment on this. God has made me teach a segment on this. Ministry of death, ministry of life. You can check it out for yourself. Now, brothers and sisters, this is another tactic of the devil, that he has come sending people with sheep, wolves in sheep clothing, and have a tactic and making people think that what the Word of God says is, and how you should feel and all that. Brothers and sisters, when somebody teaching or preaching or correcting you or counseling, if you're feeling condemned, it's nothing to do with the teacher or the counselor if they are quoting Scripture to you and they're quoting and truthfully they're saying what is wrong with you, what you're doing is wrong, what is going on wrong. And if they also tell you how to get it right in Jesus' name through Jesus Christ. So the teaching should be one, if there's something you're doing wrong, you're committing sin or whatever and hurting others or whatever, and you go for counsel, and then in counsel they're saying two or three are witnesses what you've done. And they say this you've done, please brother or sister, you have to change, you have to now under the Word of God, this is the Word of God, you cannot do these things now. Get out in the name of Jesus Christ. You can cast out the spirit that's catching you, or you can even command the heart and mind in the name of Jesus Christ, and the steps to take for you to take, fast and pray or whatever they're telling you. And then they are telling you, helping you, they're not condemning you. So the devil's tactic is make people, I feel condemned. So if I feel condemned, you are wrong. How is the counselor wrong if he's quoting Scripture? If he's telling you where he's wrong, and two or three have said that you've done this and they have proven you have done this or you're doing this and you know you're doing this. And then, so this is a tactic of the devil where he doesn't want you to take responsibility for your own action. That's one of the tactics of the devil. The tactic of the devil is you don't want to take responsibility for your own action. Always blaming your wife or your husband or the church or somebody else, or the pastor, or the servant, or the elder, blaming somebody else, blaming your neighbor, all that. Blaming, it never, I have to take responsibility, I have done this. My heart and mind is doing this, my mind is thinking like this, my heart is wicked doing this. And then when they point out the thing, I feel condemned, and therefore you are teaching wrong. You are teaching condemnation. You are not giving me joy. Brothers and sisters, let's see what God's word is in the Bible, what's the purpose of Scripture when they quote you Scripture. And when they quote you Scripture, if you say, no, you could have quoted the Scripture in a different way. Of course, every servant, I'm talking to you, pastors, when you're talking, when you're correcting people using Scripture also, your heart must be filled with hope that they change. With believing Christ, that Christ will help them and change them, Christ will change them, and believing that they will submit to the authority of Christ, that they'll kneel down and worship Him, they'll kneel down and say, I'll obey the Word of God. They will begin to wanting to obey the Word of God, not obey the pastor or the servant or obey me or whatever. No, when I minister, my ministration is full of hope and belief. But correction has to be done, because otherwise how will they know they are in sin? Suppose you go to a doctor and he says, okay, you found a lump somewhere deep in you and you can't know, and he has to tell you there's a lump, you're condemning me. He has found a lump through his test, and he said there is a lump or a growth there, and then, oh, you're condemning me. I don't like it. I feel upset. I feel condemned. What rubbish is this? This is what the devil has managed to do in among the churches, because and so people leave the church, or people will leave the congregation, or people will say that pastor is too hard and too this, when actually he has pointed out the truth. When the pastor, the servant, the counselor is pointing out the truth, and you say, no, you could have told the truth nicely. Hey, nicely is a subjective thing. When you want solution, when you go to a doctor, and he says, there's a lump in your, we have a test show there's a lump in your liver. Oh, you told it this. The fact is, there's a lump in the liver. It's not how he told you. He may be busy and he told you, brother, this is like this, please change. And this is the word of God. Or go and get counsel or something. Oh, you're condemning me. Oh, you're making me feel bad. If you're feeling bad, it's for you to get rid of feeling bad and get to God. How do you get to Christ? But getting sick in the kingdom of God, righteousness, peace and joy. Get the righteousness, peace and joy from Christ. The servant, the pastor or the disciple cannot give you the joy. No one can give you. And joy from Jesus cannot come until you confess your sin, admit and repent and turn from your wicked ways and go. Only then can happen. But if you're keeping your sin and you say, I feel condemned. Just because somebody pointed out your sin? Oh, they can point out. I'm a drunkard. I'm a womanizer. I'm a this and that. I cheated people. They can point out. But they can point out differently. They can point out nicely. Oh, I've cheated people using MLM or whatever. I just caught people and make them into trouble because I induced them into paying so much money into MLM. Yes, true. But then you could have told nicely. Now you're making me feel condemned. Making me feel condemned. Well, sisters, the thing is, if the soul wants to change, God has called the soul, He'll prepare the soul. So now, you want to change, you please go to Christ. Don't keep focusing on what anybody, my neighbor said that, my husband said this, my wife said this, my children did that, this, that, this. That is a spirit that does not want to take accountability for your own doing. Won't work. You cannot be set free. To be set free, when I came to the Jesus Christ, I cannot say that I didn't say at the time, you know, my wife said this, this, that is why I was in adultery. What rubbish is that? Yeah, of course, my wife was a fallen nature woman. I was a bigger fallen nature, terribly fallen nature fella. So, of course, I can use my wife to go, oh, my wife did something. No. I have to take accountability for who made the marriage covenant. I made the marriage covenant, so I have to stay with it. If I made the marriage covenant, then after that I say, no, my wife said this. No, the marriage covenant is this. When you marry, very simple in Christ, we marry sometime, we marry in the church. So we say, for better or for worse. Now when we marry, the rule is, I surrender my authority over my body to my wife. My wife surrenders her authority over her body to me, and I surrender my authority. And I must love her as my own flesh. And she is to submit to me as she submits unto the Lord. She doesn't submit to me as I wish. She doesn't submit to me as I want to do. She submits to me as she submits unto the Lord. Will the Lord do the wrong things and ask my wife to submit? No, go. So if my wife, if I can't do wrong thing, say, tell my wife, okay, you submit to this. Although I'm doing the wrong thing. Will the Lord do the wrong thing and ask Lord Jesus Christ to do the wrong thing and ask my wife to submit to Him? No way. She submits to me as she submits unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, this fallacy, this wrong thing has gone into the churches so much that correction has become impossible, and therefore many churches don't correct because they are afraid, the pastor is afraid that he will be accused of condemning people. So brothers and sisters, today I'm speaking to pastors, servants, disciples, counselors. You first of all examine yourself and make sure you go to Christ before you do any counsel or whatever, and make sure, as you know, let's not look at the speck in our brother's or sister's eye. Let's look at the log in our own eye. Take out the log as the Lord Jesus Christ commands us in the Bible, and then look at the speck in the brother's eye. Now, the scripture is 2 Timothy 3. I'm going to read first from Catholic edition, easy to read version, and amplified if possible, if time allows. But let's see 2 Timothy 3, 15 to 17, Catholic edition. And how from childhood you have known the sacred writings that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. 15. Sacred writings that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. How does that salvation comes? Through faith in Christ Jesus. Not through anybody else. Through faith in Christ Jesus. 16. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. All scripture, 16, 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. What is this reproof? Reproof, you check the Bible, is a question of looking at who to be blamed. What is the blame? Is there a blame somewhere here? Also checking on blame, because in an accident, car accident, what is the court? If you go to court, what the court wants to do? Want to see who is at blame and apportioning blame. They may be apportioning the blame 50-50 or 30-70. Let us say somebody knocks into somebody else and they are in court. The court may say, A, you are 70% to be blamed, B, you are 30% to be blamed, and therefore the amount of damage, let's say the person who's 70% blame, isn't it? So the person has to pay 70% to this death. So the other person, let's say 100,000 damage because of injury or whatever, car loss or whatever. So 70% only they pay. Because the person who's asking for compensation is 30% to be blamed. So there's an apportionment of blame and all that. There's a reproof and say rebuke. That means you're wrong. That somebody deciding you're wrong. That is what scripture is saying. But what is this demonic teaching saying? Oh, if you say they are wrong, you are condemning them. No, you are not condemning them. Because, you know, some scriptures have been worded to say it's for edification. Edification to bring joy to you, to be settling you. Yes, true. But it's not false settlement. It's not false belief. I'm fantastic. I feel good. No, there's a TV here, the advertisement. I feel good. No, it's not feel good. Your feelings don't count here first. What is true? What is right? What is wrong? Then if you're feeling blue, if you're feeling disturbed because of the word of God, then the word of God is convicting you. It's convicting you. And if you're training for righteousness, then you use the word of God. Then you use the power of Jesus Christ. Command all this and turn from your evil ways and get on with this. Now, the 17 says, 2 Timothy 3:17, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. Why this teaching, reproof, correction and training in righteousness is for? So that everyone who belongs to God. Now, if you are telling somebody who does not belong to God, of course they are going to get angry with you. So, brothers and sisters and pastors and counselors, don't be afraid. You first humble yourself, tell the truth, use scripture. Scripture is the only one can change. The word of God will go and not return void and accomplish what it set out to do. Only the word of God can change people. Our now Christian psychology, they use psychology, it seems. But many times they don't use the word of God. If they don't use the word of God, your psychology statements or whatever, or false humility, hello brother, you're insane, you can change and all that, and the chap goes away feeling good. There's no scripture to say what will happen to him. A soul that sinners will surely die. No such scripture. So, a soul that continues to sin and practices sin is born of the devil. No scripture. So, if you don't use a scripture, the soul goes away feeling good. Because nobody has told him, look, this is bad news here. What you're doing is going to harm you. Or he's harming you already. And then God will hold you accountable. Brothers, this is 2 Timothy 3:15 to 17 from the easy read version. You have known the Holy Scripture since you are a child. These scriptures are able to make you wise, and that wisdom leads to salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by God, and all scripture is useful for teaching and for showing people what is wrong in their lives. So you have to show through scripture what is wrong in their life. and somebody doesn't accept it after two or three counselors are telling you this is wrong in your life, brother, this is wrong in your life, sister, then you leave them alone because you cannot correct them. We are just human beings. We are supposed to be teaching. Correcting, training with the word of God. Now, it is useful for correcting faults and teaching the right way to live. 17. Using the scriptures, those who serve God will be prepared and will have everything they need to do every good work. Well, sister, now I'm rushing through because I am running out. In 2 Timothy 3:15-17, Amplified. And now from childhood you have known the sacred writings, Hebrew scriptures, which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. And what is this faith? In Christ Jesus, surrendering your entire self to Him and having absolute confidence in His wisdom, power and goodness. You, the person receiving it, must have absolute confidence in the power, wisdom and goodness of God's word. If they don't accept the power, wisdom and goodness in God's word, it won't work, but the devil will continue watching them. The life will become worse and worse because the devil knows this person doesn't want to follow the word of God, so he has got full access to the fellow or the person and continue waking them. All scriptures God breathed is profitable for instruction, conviction of sin, correction of error and restoration to obedience, for training in righteousness, learning to live in conformity to God's will. So that a man of God may be complete. Provision. What is learning to be conformity in God's will, both publicly and privately, behaving honorably with personal integrity and moral courage. Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Brothers and sisters, today I pray, when somebody is showing scripture to you where you've gone wrong, accept it. That's the first step. Accept it. Do not talk about how they told you, where they told you, who told you, and all. Is it true? Go to God. In Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray. Amen.